Let's head off to the Mount Alexander Shire now and say good morning to CEO Darren Fuzzard. Darren, good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo.
So listen, before we get into some of the other stuff, this obviously, I guess, some sort of muck-up in terms of some rate notes sent out that were incorrect, an apology issued. What happened there?
Nothing good, Robbo, unfortunately. We went through our usual processes with getting our rates notices ready, did all of the checks that we usually do to make sure from a sample selection that everything was right. It then went off and was run again, and somewhere in there between when we did our quality checking and when the final product came through, something changed in our software system and caused, we think at the moment, about 50 rate payers. We've got about 11,000, Robbo. We had about 50 rate payers got incorrect notices so far that we know of. And we don't think it's a lot of people, but there is a number of people who got incorrect notices telling them that they owed us money when they in fact don't. So
right.
A really big sorry to anybody who was affected by that. Not the notice you want at any time, but probably particularly bad timing at the moment with all the other pressures on people, Robbo. So
yeah.
Really sorry about that. If people have got one of those notices and they're thinking that's just not right, please give our customer service team a call on 54711700 and they'll be more than happy to check that for you and send you out a correct notice if we have made a mistake.
Okie dokie. Hey, you could have used the, when you sort of look at what happened there, you could have used the Victorian government's model from the recent inquiry into the coronavirus, you know, like, no, it wasn't me. What? No, it wasn't me. No.
Yeah, I'll leave that alone, Robbo, but it was us, and we're sorry.
There'll be no room on those lifeboats, I tell you, with these inquiry things. I reckon everybody's heading for the lifeboats. Nobody, well, Jenny McCarcos, the only one gone down with the ship at this stage anyway. Anyway,
yeah.
We digress. Now, more as the restrictions have eased, more of your services reopening to the public.
Yeah, they are, Robbo. Thank you. So we have had our customer service centres and our visitor information centres closed for a little while, like everybody else. As of next Monday, Robbo, we'll be reopening the customer service centre that's in Littleton Street in Castlemaine. So that'll be back to normal length services, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. A slight difference there, though, Robbo, we have got limited face-to-face services. We'll still have general queries, happy to do those, pet registrations and payments. At the moment, we can't. We can't handle planning and building inquiries face-to-face, but that seems to have been going really well, I understand, over the phone and via email and the like anyway. So we're going to continue that component for a little while, the planning and building inquiries, but for other matters, including paying your rates, which we've extended to the 14th of October, you can drop in and do that face-to-face if that's how you prefer to do that, Robbo.
Okay.
So that's our customer service. So, Robbo, the Castlemaine Visitor Information Centre also, which is in Moston Street, will be welcoming back visitors there on weekends from Saturday the 10th of October. Again, that'll be 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays only initially, Robbo. Over time, we will get back to being open through the week, but it'll be Saturdays and Sundays initially from Saturday the 10th of October. And we'll also be reopening the Malden Visitor Information Centre in a week or two after that.
Okay. Terrific stuff. Now, the council branching out into tree pruning. See what I did there, Darren? Hey?
Well, that is just comedy genius.
That's why they play with the big bucks, mate. Yeah.
We are tree pruning.
Yeah.
That thing we do seems to be all the time, but particularly in the lead up to the fire season, we do have responsibilities, Robbo, for making sure that power lines in certain areas, I have to say, power lines in certain areas are cleared of any trees and limbs and the like that could lead to a fire. So we've got responsibilities for particularly inside a certain area right in the middle of Castlemaine. There's about 200 trees that we'll be pruning, and that's part of our annual tree maintenance program. That work will take us up about 4 weeks or so to do, and we'll then be moving on in over the next few months to other towns around the Shire that we'll let people know about, Robbo. The other thing to note, if people are thinking about doing a bit of that clearing themselves in the lead up to the fire season as well, and you're not sure whether you need a permit to clear the trees or whatever it might be around your house, the Country Fire Authority's actually got a really good online vegetation clearing tool. It's on their website at www.cfa.vic.gov.au/plan-prepare. That tells you when you do need to get approval or when you can just get on and get the job done, Robbo, as we all should before fire season.
Yep. And finally, some upgrades to Castlemaine Muckleford Road.
Yeah, can't go without a road story, Robbo. Muckleford Castlemaine Road, we are doing some work up there. We're about to start on that one. That connects some of the rural properties of Muckleford North and Walma into Castlemaine, Robbo. It's also really popular with cyclists, so very happy to be doing some safety improvement works there. It's about a 1.7-kilometre stretch of road, and that runs basically west from the Ashby's Track intersection, which the locals will know. A bit of widening, fixing the existing seal on the road, sealing the road's shoulders, which the bike riders will appreciate, I'm sure, and improving the drainage and the signs and the line marking there. We'll try and keep it open for pretty much the whole time of the works, Robbo, but there might be the occasional detour. And big congratulations to our local contractor, or one of our local contractors, I should say, Leach Earth Moving, who have been successful in winning the tender for those works. So starts in early October, Robbo, and we're hoping to be finished in late December, subject to weather.
Fantastic. All right. Great stuff, Darren. Thanks very much. I guess you're quite excited about the footy fine. Oh, I know you're not. Anyway, the Cats, we'll see how they go.
Happy to support your Cats, Robbo. I don't like any of the other ones, so more than happy to get behind the Cats on this one. But
good stuff.
I've got to tell you, NFL's looking good. We're 3-0 in the Packers at the moment, so I've moved on.
The cheeseheads. You're an honorary cheesehead, mate. Good on you. Thanks, Darren. Talk to you next week. Cheers. Thanks. Darren Fuzzard.